You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome back to the Monday 1 to 4. My name is Sarah. Right now we've got a very special guest waiting with us. We've got Dee from Dos Ovni. Dee, hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Kia ora.
Hello. How are you going today, Dee?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks, Sarah.
That's
very
amazing.
Hot down in Hawke's Bay today.
Oh, right on. What temperature is it over there?
I think it feels like it's about 25.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hot here.
Yeah, right on. I'm very excited to talk to you today because you've got a show coming up this weekend. We won't start there, though. You're one of a two-piece band who makes dark, ambient, post-rock music. That's how you would describe it, I suppose. My first question for you, actually, is what does Dos Ovni mean?
Yes, we're a two-piece. So I play with my mate, Liv Strawbridge, who is the drummer and writes our samples. And Dos Ovni means two UFO, which derived from my fascination for all those weird things that are unexplained in the sky. So we just really loved the way it sounded and it fits sort of what we are into. And yeah, that's how it came about.
Yeah, definitely. It fits the vibe, I think, of what you're going for. You're from Ahuriri, Napier, if that's right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
What's the scene like there in terms of the kind of music that you perform? Is there a big, strong local scene of post-rock music?
There used to be. It's not so much now. There's definitely like some great bands around that are doing there's quite a lot of sort of metal bands that do some cool stuff, and I guess indie sort of artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily for the genre that we perform. I mean, the closest that would be that we'd be likened to would be Jacob, of course, which are friends of ours. There is a great band called Doom Swoon who are up and coming. They're really cool to watch. Quite funny people. But yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit older than most people now, so I don't really get out too much, to be honest.
That's all right. Your latest song is Big Rock. It came out in July this year. What went into the making of this track?
So we work alongside our friend and producer, Nick Blow, who we've been working with for the last sort of couple of years now. Liv and myself write the tracks while we're rehearsing, and then we take them to Nick, and he works with magic on the production side of it, and we sort of give him feedback of, you know, what the song is about and the kind of feel that we want to achieve from it. So a lot of our songwriting are around stories, which are a brilliant base to work on the music with.
Yeah, for sure.
When you read it, it's sort of like a short film sort of thing, yeah. But yeah, it's basically about the destruction of the planet and resetting it.
Oh wow, that's really cool. I noticed that you there's obviously a lot of people that kind of go into the production of a song or the making of music, even in your case as well. This two-piece band, I haven't seen very many. It's quite uncommon, I think. How does that kind of dynamic work to support the kind of music that you make, or is it an advantage or a disadvantage in some ways?
Well, it's a big advantage for us because we can tour in one vehicle.
So
it keeps costs down. Uh-huh. And we can like get a hotel room with two beds in it, which keeps costs down as well.
Oh yeah, I suppose you'd make more of a split as well from gigs that you perform.
I don't think anyone makes any money out of touring, but
okay,
hey, we'd like to. It would be lovely to. But because we've been friends for such a long time, we just really enjoy just creating with each other. And we have a lot of fun in our rehearsal space. So, yeah, no, it's definitely easier. But because we are only a two-piece, we use a lot of samples as well just to fill the space where the bass should be and sit.
Yeah, for sure. I saw on your Instagram as well that your band partner, Liv, pulled out the accordion to accompany one of your songs.
Yes.
Yeah, how do you use different instruments in that kind of thing? Will there be any instruments in your live performances or future tracks, maybe?
We're actually going to rock out the accordion on this tour.
Oh, very exciting.
So that's a new thing for us, which... yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it sounds on stage because it's pretty gorgeous. Actually, it's Liv's grandfather's accordion, so, you know, it's got a little bit of a special connection there as well when she performs with it. But, yeah, it's a bit of a beast of an instrument, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. I love to see kind of more interesting instruments in performances. It definitely adds something to it for sure. You've got this show coming up this Saturday in Auckland. Did you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
So our tour actually kicks off on Friday. We're playing at the Jam Factory in Tauranga Friday with the Fairlight Choir, who are our buddies from Manawatu and Hoa Whenua. They're a really cool post-punk band, Jono, Jeremy and Brian. And then on Saturday at Whammy, Fairlight Choir will be playing with us as well, and as well as High Altar, who are another brilliant sort of neon jazz fusion punky post-rocky band as well. So
yeah,
we're playing at Whammy Bar. I think the doors open about 7, and you can get pre tickets under the radar. They're $20. So it's early start, early finish.
Yeah,
people seem to like these days, you know.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. Are there any gigs you're hoping to catch while you're up here or while you're touring around?
Well, we don't really have any time to catch any gigs, but I'm looking forward to having some sleep when I get home.
No worries. Well, that's amazing. Is there any message you had for the listeners? How can people find your music or support you, support Dos Ovni?
So we do have an Instagram page. All our music's on all the platforms, Spotify, Bandcamp, YouTube. And if anyone wants to win a double pass, we're going to give a double pass away today. First person to flick us a message on Instagram if they want to come to the show. And we'll hook you up.
Oh, right on. Sweet. Thank you so much for your time, Dee. I'm going to play a track of yours, The Big Rock by Dos Ovni, of course. Thank you again. Keep on the beat.
Yeah, thanks so much. And thanks to Penny as well for hooking us up.
Yeah, shout out to Penny.
Shout out to Penny.
Yeah, right on. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah. Lovely talking to you.
Ka kite.
95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.